For training purposes only.
Daf Nun Amud Beis. We're going to start from the Gemara Nun Amud Beis. We'll go very quickly over here like we did yesterday. We're going to do tonight a whole daf. We're going to start from Hugavra, do you have Abdul Chavre? Hugavra, where is that in the Gemara? Hugavra, do you have Abdul Chavre? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It is 13 lines from the bottom of the page. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yisrael, you there?
Yep.
You're the only one in the shir. No one else came to the shir tonight except for you. You get a special prize. Ahu Gav, who's a person you have out, gave a slip to his friend. And then what happened? Oh, we have over here someone else was called in. Who called in? If you hear me, if Yisrael Zevlobel hears me, you press *6 to unmute yourself. Rabbi Shol Zev, if you hear me, oh, you did it.
This is the Arizal.
Oh, the Arizal is here. Look at that. Vavish. Koiloi.
Okay.
We're zoicha to hear the voice of the Arizal. We're not zoicha to see the Arizal, okay. But at least we're zoicha to hear the voice of the Arizal. Okay, it's Thursday night. Like the Mice of the Chasam Sofer, every Thursday night we learn B'Chavrusa, every Thursday night with the Leo Hanavi. Okay, it's a Mice, a Bavusta Mice, an Emesa Mice, every Thursday night. Eliyahu HaNavi will learn with Chasam Zayfer. They will learn Chumash Rashi. Is that beautiful? Chumash Rashi. Okay, we're learning Chumash, we're learning Daf Yomi. We're more advanced. Isn't that amazing? We're more advanced, learning Daf Yomi. Maybe we should learn Yerushalmi. We'll be even more advanced. Here we go. Are we ready? Over here with that 13 lines Daf Nun Omid Beis. Ah, Shloimi Rabinowitz is here now. Okay, we're over here, Daf Nun Omid Beis. Shloimi, you know who's here online with us? You'll never imagine. You'll never imagine your wildest dreams. Your wildest dreams. Think of an all-time member. Think of all the people in the whole lifetime. Who's the least person, least you would expect to be with us right now here online? Are you Victor? Not exactly. Who's online? Yisrael Zevlobel. Oh, Mr. Goldberg has arrived. 7 minutes late.
Where's he?
He's at home. Mr. Goldberg, you look wet. You look wet. If you want this, you can hang up your coat right outside this door. Right outside this door, there's a place to hang everything up if you want. If you so wish. You don't have to. Okay, we're going very quickly now. Daf Nun Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the page. Ahu Gavra. What?
Did you see the Ben Shapiro article?
No, what happened with him?
No, he defined modern...
Ayanica is dry.
He defined modern orthodoxy? So what is the definition of modern orthodoxy?
I think that Mrs. Our esteemed rabbi, his wife, would probably enjoy reading that article.
Rosh Shiva?
Right.
Rabbi Lehman? Rabbi Lehman? Rabbi Shaul Lehman?
Right.
Okay, we have to check.
Send it to you?
Yes, please. Please send it to me. Please, I want to see it.
You'll tell me what you think.
Okay. I don't think, but I'll...
You know that who's the Torah and Sora is hosting?
Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yep, tonight. I could have, you know, I could have...
Crazy?
I have no idea. Anti-Semite.
Not only anti-Semite. I mean, what does he have to do with Torah and Sora? He's crazy. He came out with a big announcement today.
Bad cards and NFT
Trump
cards. Trump cards. Superman. Gavar Meshuggah.
Superman.
Gavar Meshuggah. Mamish senile. Maybe he has dementia. Gavar Meshuggah.
Who is this?
Donald. The Donald. Let's learn. Ahu Gavra. We're learning over here. Nachmol Daf Nun Amud Beis. Nun Amud Beis. 13 lines from the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Ahu Gavra, Diyav Abdul Lechavri, he was a person who gave a slave to his friend. Okay? Le'agmure, and the purpose was in order that he should for training. You gave him a slave for training purposes. Alpha mine lafte. What was he going to train him? How to cook? Alpha mine lafte. 1,000 forms of tafshilim of cook from figs. Okay, we're on Daf, Mr. Goldberg, we're on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Nun on 50 Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. 50b2, 30 lamas. So he gave him a slave. He gave him a slave in order to teach him alpha mini lafte, in order that they should teach, that the slave should be taught how to cook 1,000 different types of tafshilim from figs. Agmore, he taught him only.
He
paid a person to teach his slave how to prepare. He wanted the food. He wanted the chef. He sent him to chef school. He sent him to culinary academy. The culinary academy of Chvesnish, wherever. And what happened? He was cheated because the teacher, the master, only taught the slave 800 dishes. He was supposed to teach him how to prepare 1,000 dishes of tafshilin that you could make from figs, and he only taught him 800 of them. 800. So
from
what happened?
Figs?
What? Figs. Figs. Ten figs.
From what? From figs?
Figs. F-I-G-S. Figs. Like Adam Harishon.
Tainim.
Fine. Agure. The chassid is on the computer tonight.
Really?
Okay, he's on the phone, Mr. Goldberg. He's on the computer tonight.
He's technologically advanced.
Yeah, you see, even the Hasidim. When you go to Florida, maybe you can call in.
Maybe.
I'll give you the telephone number, you call in. I'll text you the number. I have text on your phone?
I have a phone right here.
So I could text you? You get text on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll text you the telephone number. You don't have to. I'm not trying to torture you.
All right. Zoom.
If you want, you can do it on the computer also. We're doing the computer, you can do whatever, you don't have to do anything, whatever you want, I'm just letting you know.
I don't like computers, I like phones.
Okay, fine. Agmore, so he taught him only Tam Neime, he taught him how to do 800. The Azmine Lidina. Oh, so the male of the Balabayas who paid for the culinary school, the culinary art of preparing figs, was cheated. He spent a lot of money to teach him 1,000, he only taught him 800, so therefore he was gypped by 200 dishes.
200.
So he took him to a dentira. Azmine Ludina Lekame de Rebbe, before Rebbe, because he was promised that he would teach him 1,000, only taught him 800. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said,
Rabbi,
Lekame de Rabbi, you are correct.
Rabbi?
I have also de Rabbi, Lekame de Rabbi. So there's Narben Rakodesh, there's someone else?
I don't know.
Lekame de Rabbi.
My wife's maiden name is Rabbi.
Your wife's maiden name is Rabbi?
Rabbi.
Maybe she's related to this person in the Gemara.
Maybe
that's why you came tonight.
Did she know how to cook 800 varieties?
Did she know how to cook 800 varieties of figs?
I don't know. Never asked her.
Omar Rebbe. Oh, you see now in the Masifta it says Rebbe now. Omar Rebbe. Oh, no, Omar Rebbe. No. It says Rebbe. Omar Rebbe. Rabbi said, Avaseinu Amru, Noshinu Toiva. Okay, it says in Chazal that we have forgotten goodness. In other words, toiva anu,
toiva, period, luxury.
We forgot, anu afilu beinenu lo reinu. We never heard of such a thing, that you can go and you can prepare. So the Rebbe didn't pass on the halacha.
Well, our forefathers said we have forgotten luxury, but us in our generation we never witnessed such luxury in the first place.
We never what? Let's see Rashi. We never saw it to begin. They at least knew from these things. Look at the Ran. Avaseinu Omru, Noshinu Toiva, Kitachsif, Noshisi Toiva, Echa, Hoyatoma Al Shuhu Kolkach Dimine Tainuk. He was shocked that there could be such a din Torah to come, such a din Torah can come, that a person can sue someone for not teaching 1,000 four delicacies and only taught 800. So what was the Psach Halacha? He was astonished that there are people in this world that live with such luxuries.
Oh, yeah.
He was astonished. And the Gemara is not telling you with the Psak Halacha. What does Rashi say? What does Ran say? Avoseinu Omru, Noshinu Toiva, Kidachsif, Noshisi Toiva, Hoyatoma, Al Shu Kol Kach Bimine Tainuk. He was shocked. Al shuhu kol kach. What's this oizayin in the side? Sorry, the Gemara oizayin. What does oizayin say over here? Al shahoyu kol kach bikiyin. Okay, hoyu. Here's another word. They were experts. They were shocked that there's such a thing that the people in this world that are experts in preparing figs in over 1,000 ways. Bimine tainuk. Okay, so what was the Psak Halacha? What does it say in the Rashi? Rashi says, Avoseinu Amru Noshinu Toiva. It says in the Pasuk, Noshisi Toiva, Sheru'uha Sheru'uha Kivar, Elosha Achshav Shechachua, Avu Anu Lori'inu Toiva. Me'olam, She'ein Anu Yoidim Kamine Tam Yeshu Peris Kalaimar, Dover Muflahu, Shekol Kach Limdoi. What's the Halacha? What's the Halacha? I remember vaguely, you should know, that Rabelsky, either I heard it directly from him, is that a person who came also came to a Din Torah. I think it was a Din Torah husband-wife. Could be they were divorced. And she demanded from the husband like an enormous amount of money. And Rebel said, what do you need so much money for? And he says, this is how much money I need to survive a week. And he said,
this is for
expenses? Expenses. This lifestyle, and Rebelsky said, like the same exact type of Gemara. He could not believe what he was hearing, the type of lifestyle that she lived, and she was being toivah from her husband. I think it was after they got divorced, whatever it was. What? I don't know what the story was. But over here, there's a similar piece of Gemara. Okay, next piece of Gemara. Next story. Another new story. The Gemara over here, Al-Lukhari, is not even coming to pass from what the halacha is. In the Masifta, it says over here, what is it? So Yitaka writes here in the Masifta. According to the Masifta, he's citing over here an obscure source. When he made this statement, he's coming to say that you're potter. You're a potter. A person that comes to, it's an incredible chiddush. You go to a Din Torah, you promise to teach me 1,000 how to prepare 1,000 different types of delicacies, and you only taught me 800 delicacies. So he's basing, because it says in Eichon, Nashisi Torah, that we don't know from these things, they at least knew. And they forgot. We don't even know from these things. So you're asking for something that is ridiculous. So therefore, Memela, he is exempt. You taught him something. You're not mechuyif to teach someone 1,000 different types of delicacies because this thing we don't even know from. So the whole thing, so he's trying to the apostle. You can't have a claim against the person that he did not teach you more. There's nothing more to teach. He taught you how to prepare figs. You're done. You're finished. That's how the Masifta is citing an obscure source to explain that the Gemara is coming to Paskin the Halacha. Because some Rashi and the Ran, we don't have.
I want to ask you, who taught whom? Who taught whom?
The master. The master taught the slave. There was a person who owned the slave. Reuven.
Doesn't say names?
Doesn't say names.
Okay,
now we go to Nugmar. Rabbi Ovad Lehi Lula. He made a wedding. Rabbi Shem Barabi. Rebbe made a wedding for
Rabbi, the same
person? I don't know. Rebbe, it's no. A Rebbe. I don't know. I don't know. Rabbi. I have no idea. Let us read Rebbe.
Okay.
Rebbe Avalei Chilulu made Rebbe Shimon.
It's Rebbe. I mean, maybe
it's Rebbe. So maybe we're missing.
Shimon, right? What was his name?
Rebbe Shimon the Great. Sometimes the word Beribi means the son. The baby means the son. Sometimes it means the great. Alexander the Great. The Great. Chasham l'hav l'elf alf avdolz. Rabbi Ovad lei hilula l'Rabbi Shim b'ribi. Okay, I don't know. Say his son. What's the b'ribi? I don't know what it means. I don't know. Kosav, he wrote.
Yeah.
Kosav al beis ginona. He wrote on the chuppah. Eshin v'arbo alfin ribo dinorin. What?
He wrote some graffiti on the wedding hall.
He wrote graffiti on the wedding hall al beis ginona. Esrin the Arba Alfin Riboin Dinarin. What does that mean? 24.
240 million dinarin were spent on this wedding hall.
10,000. Riboy means, it means 10,000. 10,000 multiplied by 1,000 is? 10,000 multiplied by 1,000 is how many zeros is that? What did you say the number was? Two.
Based on contemporary silver prices, this sum would be approximately equal to between $23 and $28 million.
$23 and $28 million. They're building a shul here in this neighborhood that costs $42 million. So it's peanuts. So their shuls are even more expensive than that.
Where is the
shul? Is $42 million.
The building of, I think, Mansour shul is $42 million. Someone told me. Maybe I'm wrong.
One second. Say it again. At his son's wedding,
he wrote on the facade, the facade of the wedding hall. He wrote these words: Esrin v'arba alfin riboin dinarin, 24,000.
That was the price of what?
That's how much the wedding hall cost. That's the they built this palace.
Why
money.
Would he write that? What's the significance?
Let's see
of
the Gemara.
Writing?
Let's well,
why
see. Let's see.
Why was it necessary?
Let's see the Gemara. Let's see what it says here in the Gemara.
Bar Kappara didn't have access to the cheshbonos. He's just exaggerating. Put a number out there.
A guzma. It's a guzma. Rabbi Dubin is saying that it's
Bar
a guzma.
Bar Kappara had no access to the cheshbon.
Okay.
Then your Yehuda says the number has kabbalistic significance.
Okay.
Weiter. Nafku al base ginono dein. They went out. The expenses for this suda, nafku al base ginono dein. What does that mean, membeis? What does that mean over here? Continuing the Gemara, Kosaf he wrote al base ginono. Essen. No, that's part of the statement. I'm sorry, you're right. Part, it's part of the statement. They wrote on the base canon, Eshem the Arbor, Alfin Ribon, Vinodin, Nofku, they spent. He wrote graffiti on the wall of the building. He wrote these words that every guest who walks into the wedding should know. Instead of you walking in, they take your coat, they give the, you should read what it says on the wall that they spent on this wedding an enormous amount of money. 24,000 times 10,000 coins, Nofku were spent our base Ginona Dane to build this base Ginona, to build this massive, this building, this canopy in honor of the wedding. Viloy Azmine Labar Kapara. And they did not invite Bar Kappara to the wedding. In other words, Kappara was insulted. It's a Kamsa Bar Kamsa story here. They went, they built a wedding, they made a wedding, and they spent 24,000 times 10,000 coins on to make this wedding hall chvesnisht, and they did not even bother to invite me. I was not one of the invitees of this wedding. Omar le im lo oivrei ritzoinoi kach.
Who said Amalei? Who said
Bar Kappara? Bar Kappara was very upset, and he said to Rebbe. He said these people are wicked. They're wicked people. They didn't invite me. Why does that make them wicked? If you don't invite me, there's something wrong with you. He's saying they didn't invite me. So therefore, these people are evil people. They are called Oivrei Ritzon. And yet, look at the blessing. Look how much Parnosa, how much Oisher Hashem has bestowed upon these people. Can you imagine how much Oisher and Brocha Hashem will give L'Oselovo to the Tzadikim who are good people who do invite their friends and neighbors and teachers? Im lo'oivei ritzoinai kach. Can you imagine the schar that will go to people lo'oisei ritzoinai al'achas kama v'kama? Fine. Azmenei, they invited him. They invited him, so they saw that he was very insulted. Okay, Bar Kappara, you're invited. You're invited. Here's an invitation. Omar, he said, so now he changed his tune. Look at this. Now he was pacified. Oh, now they invited me. And look, I'm going to a wedding. And look how beautiful the wedding is. If this is what Hashem gives people in this world, to good people, can you begin to imagine what Hashem, the reward Hashem gives people in the next world? Here, this story is this story over here is a very interesting story. Let's see over here the Ran. The Ran over here, let's see the few words of the Ran. Avoseinu is only no Ran. Nafku al beis ginono dein lo haitzos hanisuin. No, that's it. That's the whole story. What is saying Rashi? Rashi says loy azmin lo Bar Kappara. Let's go back. The Navani Bar Lefi shohoy ish batchan umisyorei shema yaseh shum dover she yischoik. Unbelievable. Rashi says Rashi. The reason why they did not invite Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara. Rashi says that he was a batchan. He was a joker. And they were afraid that he would come, he would make jokes, he would ruin the wedding. So that's why they did not invite him. So therefore he went to the extreme measures of writing graffiti on the wall, telling the world, look, they did not invite me. Omar Bar Kappara, Rebbe, Im lo'oivrei ritzoinai mashpia lo'i toivu kol kach, lo'oisei ritzoinai shehoyo meganeyu al shaloi zimnoi. He said to him, basically, Rebbe, you're making a wedding for your son, Rebbe Shimon. You're making a wedding for your son, Rebbe Shimon. And you did not invite me. Bar Kappara was calling Rebbe Oivrei Ritzoinai. Could you imagine to call the Halakha Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the one, if it's Rebbe or Elchor, I'm assuming it's Rebbe, to call him a person who's Oivrei Ritzoinai? Can you imagine such a thing? And then he invited him. And then when he was invited, he turned, he turned it into a bracha. Le'oiseh ritzoyne mashpia loy b'olam hazeh toivu kol kach shehischil l'saper b'shvochoy b'shvil shezimnoi. Now he began to praise him for inviting him to the wedding. Okay, this Gemara obviously is mole soid. Ein ha-mikra zeh oimer ela d'rishuni. Well said. Next Gemara, okay, new Gemara. Next. Yoimo d'mechayech. The Gemara brings another story. Bei Rebbe, on the day when Rebbe left, okay, talking about Rebbe, now we're going over here into stories of Rebbe and Bakapara. Rebbe and Bakapara, they had this conversation. Yoimo d'mechayech bei Rebbe, on the day when Rebbe was laughing, he was smiling. Asya Puranasa La'olma, the Morvia says, Puranas came to, the world. It's not a good, these words maybe come to elaborate upon why Taka did not invite him. Puranas came to the world. There's no Ran, there's no Rashi. Over here there's a Masifta.
Say it again. I'm sorry, say it again.
The Gemara is making a...
Rebbe smart laugh.
On the day, the Mechayich Bei Rebbe, on the day when Rebbe smiled, Asya Puranasa La'olma, a Chorban came to the world. What Omar Le, let's read a few lines and we'll figure this out. Let's read a few lines. Omar Le Lebar Kapara. Loi tivadichon. Do not make me laugh, because I know from past history that whatever the reason is, whatever this means, I'll be sorry, that on a day when I laugh, then a churban comes to the world. You please do not make jokes. Do not make jokes. Do not cause me to smile. Because
that's what Rebbe said to Bakapara.
Yes, he said, and that's now we get more of an appreciation why he was not invited to the wedding. Because it's not a good thing for Rebbe to loosen up. I don't know. It means Tsaris come to the world. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, whatever this means, is a very tif in Yonim. I'll read you here, it says in the Masifta.
The Masifta, you don't see the
I'm reading here from the Masifta. He writes here, he was the Rosh HaGoyle. It is the responsibility of the Rosh HaGoyle to be in a state of tsar over the golus of Klal Yisrael. He has to be in a state of tsar because of the tsars of Klal Yisrael. Alachur mel beis hamikdash, v'kev when shahoyu asher gadol, k'shahoyu soichek hoyu nira kilu etchein mitzar v'in echosh klal adavar. Sechil Hashem. If the Rosh HaGoyle...
What?
Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Rosh HaGoyle. He was...
I understood that. Yeah.
And Klal Yisrael, when they're in golus, we don't belong in golus. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. And it is the job, the responsibility of the leaders of Klal Yisrael to send us back to Eretz Yisrael and not to allow us to become comfortable in Golus. So even though the average person can go and have a good time once in a while, but if the Gadol Hadar is relaxing on the beach and having a good time, he's making a public statement, Golus is not so bad. It's not so bad. Let's stay where we are. There's no need to go back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a chilul Hashem. Memela, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was super careful never to give the impression that we are satisfied to live in Golus. We have a duty.
What's the Lashon? L'cheich, laughing. What's the Lashon?
The words are Osya Yoima Dimchoyech. Dimchoyech literally means to smile.
That doesn't mean smile. It means laugh. It means
to laugh. Really it, laugh. It means to exhibit signs of joy, of tranquility, of happiness. You're not interested in returning to Eretz Yisrael. This is a Chil Hashem. So and Hashem.
So that's the reason given why he didn't invite Bar Kapara.
Exactly. Okay, let's go back to it. Don't make me laugh. And in reward for holding back and not making jokes, I will give you arba'in gerivei chitei. I'm going to give you 40 measures of wheat. Can you imagine such a thing? You pay someone not to make a joke. Come to the wedding, don't make a joke. No, there are some people, they're known, it's a very big problem, they're known to be jokers, just their presence causes other people to laugh. And then there are people who are so depressed, they don't have to say anything, just their presence evokes sadness. Okay, Mr. Gloom and Doom is here, just his presence automatically can make everyone put everyone in a bad mood. Someone I know told me that he knows that when a Shver lives in out of town,
what are you talking about now?
Someone that I know, he told me that his shver lives out of town, and he told me as soon as his all the children find out that he's coming to visit them in New York, they all go meshuggah.
Why?
Figure out why. He told them, don't make me laugh, and I'll pay you to control yourself not to say anything that will make me laugh. I'll give you...
So the kids at the end, when Rabbi Dillon invited him, he told him, please, I'm inviting you because I was writing, but he told him not to say any jokes.
About correct.
Okay.
I born give you chit if I amalei lech zei mar. Let's see, lech zei mar. The kol givira de beina.
Who's saying this?
Bar kapara saying this. Bar kapara. Every givira de beina, every measure shakilna. The kol givira de beina. Fine, maskim. I agree to the deal, but I will be the one that will select the grain. We'll go into your storage house. And in the storage house, there's grain all over the place, and I will be the one that will select which measure of grain I will take for myself. Shakilna. So Shokal, he took the Kularaba, he took a large basket. So Bar Kapara agreed to the deal. And Bar Kapara says, on one condition, it will be I who will go into the storage house and will select the 40 measures of grain. I'm not going to stand outside and wait for you to bring it to me. I don't trust you. I don't trust you're going to bring out what I want. I'm going to go take it myself. Fine. So he took a basket, a dikul rabba, chafye koifra. He smeared it with pitch, v'sach pei al reshe, and he put this basket on his head. V'ozal v'omale, and he said to Rebbe, lecha limar arba'in givirei chite diroshina. He took this basket, he put on pitch, and he glued it to his head. He glued it to his head, and he said to Rebbe, you fill up the basket on my head. The basket is glued to my head, you fill it up. Achuch Rebbe. So Rebbe laughed. Okay, he made him laugh. He glued the basket to his head. So what's so funny?
Because the
whole of the basket was... Upside down? He glued it upside down or right side up? Doesn't he glue it right side up? What?
He said, give me a large amount of wheat, and he takes his big basket, and he puts it upside down on his head, so he can't even put
it in. No, not upside down, no. He put it the normal way, upright.
Look at the Ran. The Ran says, look at the Ran says, the kula rabba sal godol, chaf ye bekufra, toch oisoy bezeves kedei shalo yeitzu hachitim mitoich nikvei hasal. The chitim should not come out of the holes of the sal. V'sachpei al reishei, hofchu al reishei, upside down. Okay, so number one, the pitch was not glue. I don't know. Number one, the pitch is not glue. Ah, right, exactly. Okay, very good. He did, this is the joke. Shlomi, explain to him. Shouldn't lose a kernel. I made a mistake. I told you that the pitch was the glue. It's not a glue. It's to seal it. To seal the basket and nothing should come seeping out. He wants to preserve every last kernel.
So one second. So he put the basket upright.
Upside down. No. What he did was a joke. He made a joke. He made a joke. Yisrael Zev, he made a joke. He made a joke. What's the joke? The joke was...
Yep. So that means, did he want the wheat or not?
He wanted Rebbe to laugh. He made a joke out of it. Everything was a joke. The whole life was a joke. He made a joke out of it. Rebbe said, I'm going to...
I understand.
I got to go fight.
I understand, but... Okay, I got it. So that means that he disobeyed Rabbeinu Kaddish.
Correct. Rabbeinu, I'll call this, I'll give you 40 measures of wheat if you will not make me laugh. Fine, let's do it. He then took a basket and he sealed it.
Put it upside down.
As if to say, I want every penny. I don't want to lose one single penny. I want to smear the basket with Zephyr to guarantee that not even a single mashu will be lost. As if to say, I need the money. I need every last penny. And then he takes the basket, he puts the basket upside down. Steer me, they obey. Yeah. If you really are so concerned that you shouldn't lose one teeny kernel, why would you put it upside down? That's funny.
Right.
Okay, that the why is that funny?
Okay.
You have to get a PhD in humor to understand why is that funny. Shlomi, why is that funny? Why?
No, I understand why it's funny.
I don't understand why it's funny. This is an illness. It's a kind of, what makes something funny? How do you define humor?
When you do something silly.
I'll tell you how.
Is ending something with an unexpected reaction something?
Oh, Shlomi's becoming a psychologist. He's.
That's funny.
Is that funny? That's a wow moment. Why is that funny? That's, oh, wow.
A prime, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello?
I'm listening. Hello.
The guy, it's Yom Tov, right? And the guy has, he has the Kiddush cup in his hand. He says, Yanko, what time is it? He turns it and he turns the becher upside down to look at his watch. I'm giving you an example. What's funny?
That's funnier than this.
And the whole thing spills out. What time is it? 5 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Humor is all based on what's expected.
Is this the funniest Gemara in Shas?
Okay, let's go further. Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter. America's funny. America's funny. I don't get it. Okay, weiter. Achuch beit, therefore he laughed. Okay, he ended up laughing. Achuch Rebbe. The Amalei told him, Lav, didn't I tell you not to do this? I told you don't make jokes. Lav, as har toch deloy tibatcha, did I not tell you not to make jokes? Amalei, he told him, Chite dirashino ka nasevna. You let me. What does he mean over here to say? I'm only back a part of the Rebbe. Loi basi lifol zachitim shev tachti v'vischar shaloi. No, I came to go take other wheat. In other words, he said to him, I never agreed to this. I never agreed to you. When I said to you, I'm coming now to go take a basket to get 40 measures of wheat, this is for a different choif. You owe me money. You find this funny? I don't find this funny. Those are the instructions. Those are the instructions.
Omar Lei Chiti
Diroshino Konosevna. I am coming to collect the.
Let the Bachelor answer him. What was his response?
His response was, that's exactly why I turned it upside down, because you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me anything. That's why I turned the basket upside down. Because I don't want to collect from you one red cent. I don't, and therefore you owe me nothing. Omar Lei.
He disobeyed him.
Because that's what he does to me. You can't change a person. You can't. This is who he is. Barak Apollo.
Next Gemara. The daughter of Rabbi said to the daughter of Rabbi, we're going to drink wine.
Birikuda the avuch, when your father will dance before me. Uvikir kane diimech, and when your mother will sing before me. Now, what does that mean exactly?
Let's. Mother,
Rabbeinu's wife. Rabbeinu HaKadosh's wife. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi's birukid de ruch sheyirakid avicha lefonai kish when I will drink. Uvikir nakani diimech kishatei imech mikakeris mizameris. On your mother, when your mother. So over here, what exactly? What does he mean? What does he mean by this? So let's see what it says in the Mefarshim.
What did he say?
He does say that tomorrow. Sing.
Whose mother? Rabbeinu Kadosh's mother? Sorry.
So what's? Let me read you what it says over here in the Mesifta. Where he explains this. Kach perish Aran, Hiksha al Zeb Bishalmin the Dodim, Kate al Hoya Yochel Shmayas called Zimros, Vali Kolbi Ish Erva. Tomorrow we're going to drink wine when your father will dance before me, and when your mother will sing.
Rabbi, saying this to whom? Who is he saying it
to? To the daughter of Rebbe. Rebbe's daughter. The one who's getting married is Rebbe Shimon. Her brother is getting married. Now, what does this mean? Nachmal, Amalei Bakapol Lebrat the Rebbe. Tomorrow, Libidayik Lemachar Shasei Nechamra, you will drink wine. I will drink wine. The Berikud Adavuch. When your father will dance before me, I will be drinking wine. And when your mother will be singing before me, I will be drinking wine. What does this mean exactly? So first of all, let's see over here what it says over here. Let's first see what it says over here in the Ran. The Ran says, Uvikir kone di'imech. Okay, first of all, one before, Birkudu da'avuch, kishi rakei avicha lefonai kishe eshte. Your father will dance before me when I will drink. Uvikir kone di'imech, shetehei imech mekarkeres umezameres. Your mother will be singing. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Hamaschil. Shasina chamra birukudu diavuch shavicha yirakeid uvekir kone dinich bimzigosa sheinich timzeg liakos. Rashi disagrees with the Ran. It does not mean to sing. It means to dilute. Okay, Rabbeinu HaKadosh's wife will prepare the wine. She will dilute the wine with water. And I will drink it.
So
therefore, when your mother will dilute the wine, I will. Your mother will dilute, and your father will. That's what Rashi. So let's see what it says in the Mesifta. This is Kach Perash Aran. If a king shall zem shalom the darim. Oh. Like what they do by the Yemenites, by the Svaradim. They scream. They go. They scream. You ever go to a Persian? I went to a Persian simcha, and they all go and they scream. They all make these funny sounds like what Shlomi does. So that is not called kol biisha erva. Let me read you what it says over here in the Mesifta. Perish Aran nikshali al zeb sham nedarim ketzach yochel l'shmoy as kol zimrosa v'loy kol biisha erva. The iron from Shatirates, Alpi Haritva, Mikudushin, Shlokosh Lahir, Mikavan, Shayoda, Shayitra, Nichna, Elof. This is a shocking thing to say. It doesn't apply to me. I'm allowed to listen to her sing because I don't have a Yetzahara. It doesn't apply to me. Shocking thing. Shocking thing. Vyodhik Shashloy Motsanu Akach.
Who says this?
This is what says the Shalmei Nedarim. The Shalmei Nedarim Alpi Haritva. He quotes the Ritva. Can you imagine such a pshat today
to you? That he already had.
No Yetzahara. The Ritva says, he says, Alpi, Shatir, Alpi, Ritva, Bikudushin, Shlechoshash Lehirhur, Mikavan Shayada.
Maybe it means I'll drink wine, I'll be so drunk that I wanna.
Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that here. Okay, the Ayin, Ben Yayada, what you said, Shabbat Shakasha, Bekabar, Amalai, Rakalibi, Chusabi Alma. It's a joke. It doesn't mean literally that I'm going to listen to your mother sing. It's just, it's an expression. It doesn't, don't take it literally. The Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh B'Karko. Where's Tosfos? The side of the Gemara, the bottom. Oh, we have here Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of the page and continue the letters. What does Tosfos say over here on the bottom of the page? Kimoi, Kimoi Miraktim. I don't know what that means. He says, they're both going to dance. That's even worse. It's even worse. The woman mixed dancing. It's mixed dancing. Mr. Goldberg, what do you say to this Gemara?
So how is that permitted?
He's dancing. Chreisnish. The harosh pavach agirsa v'garas b'rikudu d'imech u'v'kirkani d'vach. It means your mother's going to dance and your father's going to sing. Uber shatia imech merakedes v'avich mechaker.
The mafarish. You know, the men on one side. The
doesn't seem so. Mixed dancing. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. Just a joke. He just meant.
That's
the Ben Yoyada. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. This is not a true Maisa. Maybe that's why it's talking. It's a joke because.
Is it appropriate for a bakapar to talk like that? Oh, your mother's gonna dance and in front of me.
You're asking a good kasha. You're asking a good kasha. I don't know the answer. Yes.
Great bakapara. I mean, how could he?
The shows of Lobach. You always ask the best kashas. Chveisnish, this Gemara, these Gemaras, you can't take these Gemaras literally. Absolutely, absolutely. Next piece of Gemara. Cool. Now we go to the Gemara.
The Ben Yehuda says the custom goes back at least as far as the marriage of Yaakov and Rachel.
Yaakov, what did he do when he saw Rachel? Yeah, when Yaakov met, we saw Rachel. What did he do?
That's right, because I saw in the Sefer Yasher, you know, we don't know who the author is, Sefer Yasher. The Rambam, the Rishbam, the Rishonim already quote this. You've heard of it, Sefer Yasher. Anyway, there it says that all night, everybody knew that Yaakov, that Laban gave Yaakov, Laban gave lead for Yaakov before Rachel. Everybody knew that, except for Yaakov. And during the Chasna, it was in the dark, and everybody was starting, everybody was chanting, everybody was singing, Holeya, Holeya. That's what he says. They were singing, they were chanting a song. Holeya, this is Leia.
Okay, next Gemara.
Never heard that before.
Ben El Osa, new story. Ben El Osa Chasen Rebbe Hava. He was the son-in-law of Rebbe Hava. The Osher God Hoya. It's good to have an Aiden, Shlomi.
Who is this?
Ben El Osa. His name was Ben El Osa. It's good to have an Aiden, at least one Aiden that's very rich, can support the whole family. Okay? Make sure that one of your Aiden should be a billionaire. Everyone will be taken care of. Ben El Osa Chasnei de Rebbe Hava. He was the son of Rebbe. The Osher Godol Hava. A Gevir. You see, they were rich people back then also. Okay? As Minei Lebei Hilulo de Rebbe Shimon Rebbe. He invited Rebbe to the son-in-law of Rebbe Shimon ben Oi. Rebbe Shimon ben Oi. He was invited. He was invited to the wedding. Omar back and forth with the Rebbe. My to'eva. Why does the pasuk say? What is the meaning of the word to'eva? The perush of the word to'eva. It says the word to'eva by Mishkav Zocha. It says the word to'eva by certain. Where does it say the word to'eva? By Mishkav Zocha. Where else does it say it? Other places as well.
I think. Doesn't to'eva means like
an abomination?
Disgusting. No, that's a different word, abomination.
To'eva means an abomination.
To'eva means disgusting. To'eva means.
That's what an abomination is. Something that is disgusting. Something that is despicable. Something that is not acceptable. That is shaloi kederach. Call.
Yeah.
So what, my to'eva? What does it mean to'eva? Call the Omale Rebbe, the Hochein Hu to'eva. Any translation that Rebbe attempted to, any word that he used to attempt to translate the word to'eva, parochei bar kapara, he proved him that it's not correct. Like when you try and tell me over here, Rishol Zef, it means an abomination, no, it doesn't mean that. It means disgusting, doesn't mean that. It means abominable, doesn't mean that. It means despicable, no. Bar kapara. Bar kapara was a Talmud Chacham. He was the greatest Talmud Chacham. So when Rabbeinu HaKadosh tried,
Rebbe would explain what Teva meant, bar kapara
would slug him up. He would slug him up, exactly, debunk him every time he won. So Amale, so what happened now? So finally, he says, listen, everything that I say you want to disagree with, so no, you Zog, you tell me. You translate the word to Eva. Amale, Parshe At Amalei. So he said to him, Tesei. What it means is, I'll explain with one condition. I'll explain to you on the condition. Tesei debischei. Your wife should come. Debisu means the wife. Your wife should come. Vitirmi li natla and should dilute. Okay, tirmi means to dilute, and natla nitilas yodayim. Make a bracha today. Nitil al nitilas yodayim. The word nitilas yodayim comes from this word. Nitila means a small cup. Natla. Natla means a kois koton. That's one of the main reasons why the bracha is Asher kedushon b'mitzvah v'tzvanu al netilas yodayim. You have an obligation of halacha to do wash from a kli. You can't go just put your hands in water. You have to wash from a kli. Netila, a wash of a natla.
Right.
So I'll tell you the answer on one condition. Your wife has to come here and she has to bring me, dilute for me, a small cup of wine. Fine. It's worth it. Osas. To dilute. Oh, so he's saying this is going back to the previous story with the daughter.
Yes, with the daughter.
Osas. So she came. Ram Yulei. She poured the water. Omar Lei, Larebi. So then Bakapur said to Rebbe, Kum Rikardli. This was a continuation of the story before. He told the daughter, tomorrow when you're.
This looks like this is all by a wedding.
This was Rebbe Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. This was the son of his son. This was the wedding. So Bakapur said to the daughter the day before, tomorrow is the wedding, and your father. So he told him, Kum Rikardli. So then he said to the father, okay, I want you now, if you want to know what the word Toeva means, I want you to dance for me. The Emolach, so that I'll tell you. I'll tell you what the word means. Hachi Amar Rachmana, Toeva, Toe Ata Ba, Lichoso, period. The word Toeva is a new trigon. It is, Toeva is written by the parish of Mishkav Zohar. And it's defining over here, Toe Ata Ba. You're making an error. You're making a mistake. You are removing. You are veering off from your wife. Lichoso achrina, to a different cup. Okay, these are euphemisms describing these in Yonim. What? What? Yeah, the Congress, they passed already the law. Mamish, we're living in Sodom Valmora. We're living now, now they should change the country to Sodom. They passed the law. Okay, so the Toeva means Toe.
Forgive me. So
it
says, forgive me. So
Rabbi Bakbar
says Toeva means.
It means Toye Atobo Lichoso Acharina. It's a nutrikin. Nutrikin of a couple of words.
What is it,
the Rosh Hashanah? The Tov. The Tov is Toeva is Toe. The Ayin. Yeah. We're going to interchange the
I. Toya means you're.
You are deviating, deviating. Toya means you're going, you're deviating, you're going off the derech. The ayin obviously is going to be interchanged with an aleph, atayu, and the beis and the hay is va. And then he's adding in another couple of words, lekoso acharina, which is a euphemism for. No, it's not. L'chos acharina. No, that's part of the statement.
In order to get another cup of drink.
No. You're learning another pshat in the Gemara. The pasuk pshat is l'chos acharina is part. It's part of the statement. Probably it's machlokes rishonim. You're probably telling another pshat. Let's see what it says over here in the Ran. It's part of the same paragraph. No, you're saying another pshat. Let's see what the Ran says. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Nolos a klikotin toa ata ba shemaniach mishkevei isha v'hoilich etzel zohar." The Ran is silent. Look at Rashi. Rashi, toa ata ba kiloimar shemaniach es ishtoi shel heter v'tofas zo shel znus. Okay, this also silent.
The what?
No, it doesn't.
Rashi said the what?
Like we explained. It's like we explained. It means the word Toeva means a person is deviant from a deviant behavior. Now, over here, Shloimi, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but in the Masifta, it puts the word Lekosa Acharina as part of the continuation. It's explaining that a person, a male human being, is a kois. It's a receptacle for his Maisa Aveira. Over here in the Misifta, Pus and Ois Yudal.
Koiv is a monkey.
No, Lekosa. Lekosa means a cup. Okay, I'm going to read you what it says over here in the Misifta. There's your Pshat also. Kloima Lemishkavim Zocha Vere Betefer Sion, Shebeir She Teva Odam Eno Machricha Litavis Lisavis Lazochar. The whole Tavos Yalide Shahoyotoya Miritsoina Ludova Zevi Giri Yetara Al Atzmai. This is called nurture versus nature. You ever hear that? So this he's saying over here the concept called nurture. Okay, that's what he's saying over here. Urei oin via igris moishe, shakosav shemash nitfas medivir hamafarish, shemeniach ishtai shal heter, vitofas zo shal znus, hutos hamatik vitzachon vitofas zu shal zochur. Okay, not zochor, not znus, but zochor. Zochor. All right. He's not saying over here any comment on the word lakosa acharina. According to.
Why in the world, Rabbeinu Kodesh was getting different. Why did it bring up this word, Teiva?
Good question. At a wedding, this is what you want to talk about at a wedding? From all the possible
exactly.
things. Could you imagine a rabbi under the chuppah, gives a drush about this under the chuppah? It's exactly what he did. It's exactly what Bakapara did. Dvarim Nifloim.
What does this have to do in the Dharm?
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, next Gemara. Amalei, next. Shlomi, over here in the Gemara, there's no comment in the Misifta anywhere. The Sifta says the word Lekos Acharin is part of this expression. You're being toya atobo Lekos Acharin to another human being.
Where are you getting that?
The Misifta. The Misifta puts it on the same, yeah, I thought it says. Now,
when you say other human being, you mean the same gender?
Yes, correct. Now you are, and there's no comment. It doesn't even comment on this. I'm in the article. He's saying that it's a new paragraph. I'm curious to see what it says in the Hebrew art scroll. If they made an upgrade in the Hebrew art scroll to come around to what it says in the Masifta. I don't know. We have to look at it later on. Let's go by it. Next piece of Gemara. Omale, my tevel. Next, what's the word tevel? Tevel is also a word. What is the word tevel? Tevel is used in the parasha, a woman who lives with an animal. Hello?
Yeah. What's the word?
It also means an abomination. It's a cousin of the word to'eva.
Spell it for me. Spell it in English.
The Gemara. Read in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara. Read the Gemara. It's in the Gemara. Tevel. Tov beis lamed. Tevel. Amalei. My tevel. Amalei. Ki inyona kadmos. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, it means, like we said before, it means you do something abominable. Amalei. Ividli. So Bakapara said to Rebbe, do to me now what I told you to do, the Oymer Loch. No, you told them to do for me, dance for me. I want you to dance for me and I'll tell you what it means. The Oymer Loch, I'll tell you exactly what it means, tell by an animal. Avad, Omalei, he told him, Tevel, who? It means tevel who? What does it mean? It's Lashon Tumiya. Tavlin yeshba. Do you get any satisfaction? Mishanya hador bia min kulon bios. So what does it mean over here? Is tavlin? Is does the person have any benefit? Is there any? Mishanya hador bia. More min kulun bios.
That's what tevel means.
No, it's what benefit. Tevel means spice, flavor.
Oh, tavlin. Okay,
so when it says in the pasuk that
what benefit? You mean you can't have children from? That's what he's saying. What?
No, there's no pleasure. He's saying there's no pleasure. There's no additional. Why would a person do such?
When he sees the Torah, when he sees the Torah, that means that there is a yitzhara. The Torah would not.
The Torah is telling you that you're crazy. The Torah is telling a person that does this, you're out of your mind. Because what do you get out of this? That is what Bakapara told Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The reason why it's called Tevel, when the Torah says a person does this to an animal, is saying it's, and you have to read it, and you have to read the pasuk with the inflection of a question. Tevel who? Tevel, is there a tavlin? Are you gaining something from this nonsense? What are you doing? What are you doing over here? Amalei, next.
Why Rabbeinu Kadosh was dwelling on the
No, it doesn't. I didn't see. I don't know. Amalei next. Umay zima. Next question. What is the word zima? What does that word mean? Amalei. If it ki in yonah kadma, if you will dilute for me a cup of wine, and you will dance before me, that will be payment for me revealing to you the soidos haTorah and explaining to you what the word zima means. Avar amalei zo mahi, which means. Also, it's like a similar type of, what are you doing? Zo mahi. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Zo mahi.
Zima, doesn't Zima go on all of the...
Yes. Lo yochel ben el oso lemispal. So he had a son-in-law who was a gvir, an Asher Gadol, and he was listening to the conversation between Rabbeinu HaKodesh and Bar Kapara, and this Gevir could not tolerate this.
Thank you.